Introduction.
My autobiography depicts my life living in my hometown of Middlesbrough. It then had the highest rates of unemployment in the UK. I witnessed the decline of its chemical, iron, steel and shipbuilding industries. As an unemployed single parent living there, alone with my two beautiful girls, both with different fathers, I found myself at the lowest echelon of society, enduring years of ostracization, poverty, and social exclusion. Why the title, Dark Holy Ground? I was on a spiritual retreat with my local church congregation near a beautiful coastal village. We were asked to walk out alone around the neighborhood in silence and find some treasure. Then came back to the retreat house 2 hours later with our treasure and talked about why we had chosen it. I found myself alone on a long sandy beach that stretched along the North Northumbrian coastline. However, the beach was strangely empty, without a pebble, a shell, or any seaweed in sight. Where was my treasure? The only thing that did roll up from the crashing waves along the beach was lots of powdered black sea coal with a few small lumps here and there. I finally found a large lump of it, around 5 inches in diameter. I picked it up, but immediately threw it away because it left dirty black stains on my clean white jacket. There was nothing else left that I could see to take back as treasure. I turned back and half reluctantly picked it up again. On taking the inconvenient trouble to examine it, I saw it was made up of 6 horizontal layers piled one on top of the other. My curiosity suddenly shot up because at that particular moment, I was going through exactly 6 serious negative incidents in my life piling up on me. As I was about to throw it away again, feeling this was nothing to do with treasure, I instinctively looked even closer. In between each layer, tiny crystals were forming. It suddenly struck me there and then that if this piece of black carbon had stayed under the dark ground long enough, with all the pressure of the earth pressing hard down on it, these crystals, wedged between the 6 layers, would eventually turn to diamonds. At the point of coming off that beach onto a concrete path, with the sea coal still clasped lightly in my right hand, I came across a patch of beautiful, bright yellow flowers, and intermingled in them were exquisitely delicate, symmetrical flowers. This was the very moment that I first ever realized they were one and the same flower. These bright, smiling dandelions and the dark piece of dirty black sea coal had at least one thing in common. The dark coal was, at first, thrown away by me, presuming it was worthless, without recognizing the potential diamonds within it. Likewise, the now infamous dandelion is targeted worldwide to be dug up and thrown away too, or burned as a useless weed, because society across the whole wide world has condemned it to be so. We have forgotten that the dandelion, once dubbed the queen of all plants, holds multiple medicinal properties. The whole plant is edible and brought comfort to many. It has a long, long history of healing powers. Its historical excellent reputation died when, in the Victorian era, the rich upper classes introduced perfectly flat, lush, green grass lawns as the height of fashion. This rich man's fashion sent the clumpy dandelion into unprecedented oblivion. Over the years, as people began to try and emulate the rich upper classes like lemmings, a lot of the rest of society across the world followed suit, unfathomably even trickling down to the lower classes. This observation of these two elements together became a very profound moment for me. The dandelion encouraged me to challenge a lifetime of introjected negative value statements that society had put onto me and others, as it so successfully did with the dandelion. The dark black sea coal informed the direction of my life. While going out and searching for those diamonds, I started to recognize them, shining brightly within the people I went on to work with in places I came to describe as dark, holy ground. Delving deeper into the lives of people, I discovered the profound beauty that lies within the overlooked and marginalized individuals in society. As I immersed myself in their worlds, I uncovered stories of resilience, strength, and untapped potential that touched my heart and challenged my preconceptions. It became absolutely evident to me that understanding and embracing the experiences of those individuals could unlock transformative solutions to the complex social issues we all face in this chaotic world today. My narrative revolves around my unwavering Christian faith that motivated me to challenge the hierarchical economic structures that failed to recognize the worth of every individual, whether employed or not. I expose the government's blatant scapegoating of marginalized groups, which often serves as a smokescreen for their unjust social and economic policies. Moreover, I confront all forms of prejudice while offering guidance in fostering unity among diverse individuals. I encountered not-for-profit organizations and initiatives that stood as beacons of hope and catalysts for change. These organizations and initiatives, armed with a deep awareness of the issues at hand, offered transformative solutions rooted in compassion, empathy, and a genuine desire to together change this chaotic world for the better. Linda Granville.